Well, lowering the property tax burden on Indiana's farmland owners is the ultimate goal of House Bill 1192 that's been written by State Representative Kendall Culp. His bill would change the calculation that your county assessor uses to determine the assessed value of farmland, with the goal of lowering farmland property taxes.
I like what Representative Culp has brought in his bill. I think it is absolutely overdue that we help farmers.
And that's Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith, who also serves as the Secretary of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture.
Farm Bureau put out a report that in the last year, farmers have seen property taxes increase 26.2% just year over year. And that's insane. You can't continue to have a profitable business or farm with seeing high taxes like that.
How does Beckwith respond to those who say that lowering farmland property taxes could mean a drop in funding for schools and other local programs?
I get the fact that you can't just stop property taxes right away because the small communities rely on those property taxes. And so we're not trying to pull the rug out from under anyone, but we will destroy small farms, family-owned farms, if we don't get this property tax under control quickly. And that's what I think Kendall Culp was trying to do. That's what I know Mike Braun is focused on. I've certainly been a very loud proponent of fixing the property tax issue for farmers.
He adds that Governor Mike Braun's directive to cut about 5% of the budget for each of the state's agencies will go a long way in helping provide that property tax relief.
If we can trim government from a state perspective, you don't need as much of a taxpayer funds to prop up this bloated government. Maybe then we can transfer those savings to farmers by cutting back on things like property taxes. So I think this is a 30,000 foot conversation, but it all starts with getting the tax burden off of the taxpayer as much as we possibly can. But if we're going to do that, we got to be effective and efficient with what we are called the steward here in government.
You can hear my full conversation with Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith and read more about Representative Culp's bill at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.